Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The hour. Doug Steffen, the Good Day Program. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn lurking about somewhere. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. The leaders of the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Milwaukee say they have reached a $21 million settlement with 200, let me see if I can get the right number here. How many? There were 330 people. Sorry, I thought it was 200 and something. That makes it even more outrageous when you get the number of victims of sexual abuse by clergy members in that archdiocese alone. Can you imagine? 330 people are going to share $21 million in an abuse settlement that was agreed to this week in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. They've been entanglement. Well, this is...
It's not a lot of money for them, though.
Well, it caused... Here's the thing. In the discussion of the Pope, we're all eager to know more about how this Pope thinks. We like his attitude. We like what he's all about. One of the things that he's said... Whether he's done something about it or not remains to be seen, but he said he wants to put an end to all of the secrecy, all the charges, all of the reality that has harmed so many thousands of young men and to a point young women who have been abused by members of the clergy in the Catholic Church. So here, this is something that started way before he took over, so he's not responsible for this, but the thinking, and I can come up with at least four churches within my immediate vicinity. The most notable church, St. James Church, Catholic Church in Wellesley on Route 9, Wellesley Hills, Massachusetts, where the parishioners were told in 2006 or something, after the first scandal, that they were going to have to close the church. There wasn't enough money, there weren't enough people going to it. And so they had sit-ins in the church for 6.5 years. There was never a moment when there wasn't somebody in the church to keep them from shutting it down. Finally, they shut it down, and it looks like you wouldn't believe how the grounds, I mean, this is on a major thoroughfare, weeds everywhere, windows broken on the church. They just left it. They didn't sell it. They just let it sit there. And the reason they haven't sold it is because a local car dealer who was going to buy it didn't, I don't know what happened to it. But the point is, that there is all this money that has become due, and they're shutting down services. There was a retirement home for old priests and brothers that were in the faith. They closed that down, and they all went someplace. They all were broken. There were, I think, 24, 25 people. They were all friends. They all worked together for 50, 60, 70 years, some of them. And they shut the house down, and they moved them all to different places. They separated the friends, and most all of them died within 4 to 5 months of their being moved out of this home. That's the kind of thinking that goes on there or had gone on prior to this Pope. Now, whether they're going to fix that or not, you know, the Catholic Church is sitting literally on top of billions and billions and billions of dollars in jewelry, in artifacts, in things that are buried in the basement vaults of the Vatican. And the hypocrisy here is so beyond belief that each one of these dioceses, they were told they have to figure out how to get out of their problem themselves. No help from Rome, no help from anybody. If your diocese had 21 pedophile priests and you were sued and the settlement is $330 million, then you got to come up with that out of your own diocese. We're done. We're washing our hands of it. Now, they'll take some of the pedophile priests and cardinals who support them. They move them back to the Vatican so they can't be grabbed by the local law enforcement people. But to help the parishioners who are responsible for keeping the church alive, nope. They don't do that. So I just thought this was another example of what has happened there, and the church fought it. They spent $5 million to fight these charges and the reward in court. And as a result of that, the judge gave another $5 million in the settlement to the parishioners because the church had been so outrageous. I guess I do understand the arrogance of power and these people who really have bought into that they're the only one religion and, you know, we can do anything we want to with you. San Diego had the same problem. $200 million for 144 people a few years ago. Wilmington, Delaware, there were about 100 people, got 146 people, $77 million in settlements. So it remains to be seen what the new Pope is all about when it comes to this sort of thing. But those of you who are Catholic, Jennifer and Roberta, I guess, even though Roberta's not much of a practicing Catholic, you have that.
I practice not at being Catholic.
Yeah, okay. Well, but Jennifer is serious about religion, and she is deeply hurt by these sorts of things, as well she ought to be. And one wonders why the membership of the church, Jennifer, doesn't just get up and say, okay,
they have.
Maybe that's why this change in the new Pope.
They have. I mean, you go to church on not Christmas or Easter, and already the church was having trouble holding on to people, especially, you know, people like me, especially, who went to Catholic school for 12 years, and then when they had the opportunity not to go to church because they were able to control that themselves, they disappear, and then they don't come back until they have kids of their own, and that group is still missing.
To the same punishment.
Well, you know, to be honest, I would send my kids to Catholic school. If I am lucky enough to have them, I would probably try. If it was affordable to me, I would try to send my kids to Catholic school because I loved the experience that I had for many reasons aside from, obviously, this nasty one. But we had a scandal at our church, and it was so sad for many reasons. One, because there were real victims, and then there were also a lot of, oh, it happened to me too kind of people. And it did do a lot of damage. People didn't know who was telling the truth. They moved the priest. They didn't actually do anything to him. They just moved him to another parish. I mean, the way the church handled it really let it spin out of control.
And that's really what's going on, or has gone on. I bring it up because I want to sort of watch it and see what the new Pope is doing about these things. He's talked a lot about it. I believe he's sincere about it. At least it seems that way. So let's see what happens. In a moment, Netflix is on the move to keep the other subscription services from gaining foothold. I've just become aware, because now I have a television set that has all these things on them, of how many of these services there are. I thought it was just Netflix. Man, there's a ton of these. So how does Netflix plan to hold on to their workers so that they can better produce things that will keep you focused on Netflix? That story in a moment here on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores cleaned and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Steffen, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
A Harris poll found that nearly 70% of Americans are planning a summer trip this year. Even if your calendar says August, you can still pack up the car and hit the road. But make sure you take the items that will allow you and your friends to have maximum fun. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Let's start with music. You'll want a great playlist that can transition from the car to the beach. Portable speakers and beach games are also a must. Stock the car with towels, sunscreen, water, and snacks, so you're always ready to take a last-minute getaway. Speaking of snacks, when you get that urge for something sweet, tear open a pack of M&M's Crispy, backed by popular demand. M&M's Crispy, with its sweet rice puff center and candy coating, is a satisfying chocolate treat at 180 calories per singles pack. They're a delicious way to enjoy a treat with fewer calories without sacrificing great taste. So snack on and have the road trip you deserve. For more information on M&M's Crispy, please visit MMS.com. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Doug's Good Day program, 17 after the hour. Roberta Fasinelli, Jennifer Horn, Richie, and I focused on how to make your business better, or how to keep people that are key to your operations. And Netflix has done something that many people are going to complain about who are competitors. Many people are going to see this as enlightened. Some people are going to say, it's nonsense. What are we doing here? So explain what Netflix says they're going to do with their employees, Roberta, will you?
Well, if you want to get an entire year off with pay, how's that sound? Get a whole year off with pay. You can return part-time if you want to. You can return full-time if you want to during that year. And if you need to leave again, you can leave again. Well, and just go to work for Netflix and have a baby. Have a baby. They've updated their parental leave policy. Gives unlimited leave to both mothers and fathers. Now, Netflix already had an unlimited time off policy, but now they're extending it also to the dad. So let's say the dad works for Netflix, the mom has a baby. Well, now the dad can take almost an entire year off if he wants to. And some of the other, I'm going to go work for Netflix.
And they pay you?
And they pay you unlimited time off.
Where you can afford to have enough people around to cover.
Yep.
How many people, you know, work for Netflix, and how many people at any given time are taken off, and then you have enough to cover? I tell you what, as a
couldn't run my
guy who
like
runs
that.
A business, with what, we have 25, 30 people.
It's ridiculous.
I couldn't do it.
No. It's birth or adoption, by the way.
Come on.
Rich, it's birth or adoption. Plus, get this, the employees get free meals, massages, and laundry service.
Yeah, that's what Bloomberg, by the way. People who work for Bloomberg get the same thing.
They get free meals. Yep, yeah. I remember I worked for Bloomberg for a while, and they have the meal kiosk. Yeah. You never have to leave. You just go there and, you know, take whatever you want.
What'd you say, Jen?
It's just lame. Why do people even have a job? It's just so lame. Yeah. As someone who runs a business,
when do we actually work?
You want to walk to work every day uphill in the snowstorm, both ways.
Yeah. Right.
But at some point, you got to be contributing the amount of time that. Never mind anything else.
Anybody that took a year off.
How much? How? What do you need them for? In that circumstance, you have to replace them.
Yeah,
but I want to know.
I don't need you at
whether
all.
Richie, you or Jennifer, you have timed any people, or if there's the mechanism to do it. How much time do people spend at work on their iPhone or their smartphone doing things that have nothing to do with what you're paying them for?
I'm going
to
say half the day.
It is ridiculous.
Dude, I go crazy if I'm going for 2 weeks.
I know.
No, I'm talking about people who every day, Richie, are using their smartphones. Are they looking at their email? Are they looking at their texting?
How many phones? At what point do you start to go, I guess they don't really need me?
Yeah. Right.
Right. What do you mean? Are we the employee?
Yeah.
You'd like to think that, if that's the way.
How worthless would you feel if you
really, if you're really interested in your job and your own well-being? 21 after on Good Day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We focus on just the songs that make it to number one, unless we're going through a list of the top five songs. Every hour at this point in the hour, we have some musical focus here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, exploring our musical tastes with a song that actually was number two during this week in 1982. John Cougar and Hurt So Good. Crank it up, Richie.
Guy smoked himself into
almost oblivion.
His voice is just shot. His son had a Facebook campaign a few years ago.
Did he?
To try his dad told him, he said, if I get a million people to sign up for a Facebook page to get you to quit smoking, will you do it? And he couldn't get to the million.
That's too bad. Yeah. What a dummy. What is he doing to his family and to his own life?
What a great...
He's got a great pop sound. Yeah. All right, next up, Andy Lennox, right? The Eurythmics. Sweet Dreams Are Made of It. Number two during this week in 1983. This is very good pop stuff. Who's looking for what here? Some of them want to use you, Richie. Some of them want to use by you.
They all want to use you.
Really?
Yeah, look at Jennifer.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Shocks me into the trash.
I do. I use you in a
beauty,
Rich. But she's like,
ooh. Roberta's not into this, so let's keep moving. I don't know if she'll be into this or not. Let's move to 1985. Number two song this week.
I loved this song as a kid. Leave Him Alone.
Paul Young. Yeah, that's right, exactly. Every time, I quite like this song. Richie, crank it up a little bit.
I know. I used to love this as a kid. You pick up piece of me
with you. You know, I would see a song on here that Roberta would like.
We think you like Madonna?
Non-Roberta week. Music.
Let's go to 1986, Richie. See, Madonna's Papa Don't Preach, number two this week, 1986. What do you think?
I always liked dancing to Madonna when I was into the clubs, but she was like nuts about the song. Yeah, Yeah.
But Roberta's like me. You're like old school early guy.
Yeah.
You guys remember this movie?
Yes, desperately.
With the big lion tiger?
Yeah.
Cecil's cousin?
Hey. Doug, I don't remember this next song.
Another Madonna song? Number two this week, 1987.
Oh, good to tell. This is a great song.
Is that girl?
No, I skipped.
I remember this one, yeah.
Is this Breathe?
Yes.
Number 2 in 88? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do actually. Yeah.
All right, and in honor of his losing his daughter, I will not say anything bad about Bobby Brown.
Now, this is good. Crank this up, Reggie. Come on.
Where did he come from? It wasn't
that. New Edition.
New Edition.
This is like from Ghostbusters, I think, or something, wasn't it?
I'm not sure. All right, let's end it strong, Dudley.
Ending strong with
Billy Idol. Number two this week in 1990, Cradle of Love. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Joe Mantegna, Forest Service member. Coming home and transitioning back to civilian life is a happy time, reuniting with loved ones. But it can also be a time that presents brand new challenges, especially when it comes to finding a job that will enable them to support their spouses and families. If you're a small or large business employer, there are lots of great reasons for you to consider hiring a veteran. The same discipline, confidence, and skills that they honed in the military stay with them for life, and they can put those skills into practice in their workplace. American veterans bring great value to the businesses and companies that hire them. That's why the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes is urging employers and businesses everywhere to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's the greatest way that you can show your appreciation for the service that they provided to protect us and our freedom. To learn more, call 1-888-44-SALUTE or visit saluteheroes.org.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime high traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 1414. We'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Hurry, this offer is limited. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 1414. That's readyforfresh.com, code 1414.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Maybe Roberta has the horses then. I'm sorry. Roberta, hold your horses.
Yeah, I should have. Dr. Joy Brown is joining us in this portion of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Meredith has horses, so maybe we can hold them.
Meredith, hold your horses.
Hold your horses. We have lots of information to share with you here and opinions galore. We specialize in opinions. So let's get both Roberta and Joy. Dr. Joy Brown, for those of you who do not know, that have been sleeping under a rock for the past 23 years, don't know that Dr. Joy Brown has a nationally syndicated program, noon to 3. You can go find out what's cooking by going to drjoy.com, or you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Joy never sleeps. Answer questions she does, talking like Yoda. You have a question, you'll call 855-99.
What did you have for breakfast,
Dr. Joy?
Sorry, I just had my own phone number.
You did what?
I interrupted my own phone number. How stupid is that?
Well, not stupid. We don't use that here. 855-99 Dr. Joy.
How dumb is that? How totally
how sort of not sort of being in my own best interest is
so,
that?
So, Richie, we're going to get Dr. Joy, and by the way, she ought to be talking about this on the air, to use Super Beats, because she just asked me what I take or what I took. I just had...
Ate
8 o'clock or 9, I don't remember when it was, but I had my Neo 40 capsule, which you should have every day. And then a glass of Super Beets. It's powdered beet juice. Well, it isn't powdered beet juice. Powdered beets that you put into juice, and it opens up all your circulation, nitric oxide in it.
I love beets.
All right, so then you get
Super
Beets.
Yeah. And I like actual beets. I'm one of the few people. I like rutabaga.
All right.
I like Brussels sprouts.
800. You ready? This is the number to call. You ready?
I'm writing it down?
Yeah. 800.
Okay.
655. 4183.
I should tell you about my plated experience, but go ahead. We could do something.
No, this is a way for you to get to the point where I am.
Yeah, no. I was just I have a sponsor as well that's called plated.com that brings fresh food to your house and then you cook it.
Really?
And it's got everything measured out, like it had ginger and parchment paper, things that you never have access to unless they're huge amounts, and they bring and it's just been such fun and such good food.
Good idea.
Yeah,
super
it's great.
Idea.
You could do, well, because you like cooking.
Yeah, I do.
And this is you know, like when you one winter I worked in a department store at Christmas time, and you can make gorgeous gifts if everything's there set out for you, and you can make gorgeous food if everything's set out
there
for
it
you.
Is.
That's,
set it right
that's why I've been doing it.
Yeah, good.
It's great.
So, all right. So meanwhile, back in the ranch, a couple of issues here before what I want. Why are you laughing?
We're hijacking the program.
Let's promote everybody else's stuff. Okay. I'll promote yours. You promote mine.
Exactly.
All right. So Dr. Joy is going to help you change your attitude about certain issues. Roberta has an attitude problem about prejudice.
She
got a
lot of Republicans.
We'll work on that a little bit. So that's in a moment. But first, the case against Bill Cosby. He will be questioned under oath a second time. Gloria, I'm not sure whether she's involved. You know Gloria, don't you?
Already,
Gloria?
Yeah, sure.
And Roberta, I think you've been here when she's been around. Anyway, so Bill Cosby is now 78 years old.
Yeah.
He looks awful.
Yeah.
He doesn't sound good either when you hear him talk. And he faces perhaps this whole fate may end his life. He could be mixed up in these things for years.
Oh,
sexual
sure.
misconduct complaints.
Oh, yeah.
So he had a deposition with Gloria.
No, not sexual misconduct, rape.
Well,
different issue.
It is? How so?
Well,
but
isn't
rape sexual misconduct?
But that's like
saying bad things or touchy feely kind of things.
Yeah, exactly. Or exposing yourself or, you know, making anyone. This is rape. This is serious stuff. That's like saying,
doing the actual
all?
Act.
Yeah.
You know, it's the difference between robbery and breaking and entering. You know, one's a person involved and the other's not.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think we do need to make the distinction.
Okay, all right. That's how. Helpful, thank
it's
you.
It's drugging and rape, too. I mean, it's just not rape. It's drugging and rape.
Yeah. All right, so that's the second go-round here on that. Here's I don't think this is a conundrum, but it's certainly up for consideration. There have been a lot of people talking the last few months about a woman on the new face of the $10 bill.
Yep.
And apparently it's been whittled down to Eleanor Roosevelt, Harriet Tubman, or I've never pronounced this.
Sacagawea.
Thank you. Yeah. Picture of Alexander Hamilton, who was the first U.S. Treasury Secretary, remains a part of the new bill, but this will change by the year 2020. Is this appropriate? Is Eleanor Roosevelt appropriate? Harriet Tubman appropriate? Sacagawea appropriate? Or should there be somebody else? Ladies?
We actually did this on the program. Who would you put on?
DrJoy.com, yes, right?
Yeah, we actually did it of asking people who they should put on. First of all, I think it's a terrific idea that half the population and most of the money are with women, so why are we never represented on any of the money? So I think that's a terrific idea.
Especially because women make the discretionary judgment on 85% of all purchases in this country. Hello, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, and we're half the population. So and of those three women, look, the point is, it's a symbolic act. There are presumably all sorts of wonderful women that we could put on the bill, but I think
In terms of those three,
or Phyllis Diller, Joan Rivers, or we could have Howard Bird on, whatever.
Phyllis Diller on a dollar bill.
Wouldn't that be great? Yeah.
The hair would take over.
The trying to make a counterfeit one would be just impossible. It's a symbolic act. So I think in any of those three women, I'd probably put Eleanor on, maybe Harriet Tubman. Any of them are fine as far as I'm concerned. I think the point is to have a woman on the bill, so
right.
I think it's fine.
Right.
Do you want to go back to Cosby?
You can for a minute.
I don't know if men and women feel differently about this. My suspicion is they do a little bit. Mm-hmm. As you could hear, my sort of objection of calling this sexual misconduct as opposed to rape, because then sexual misconduct is kind of people, for example, I lived on a beach community, and a guy had too much to drink, and he went, instead of using a bathroom, used the ocean, and that was called sexual misconduct. Different story. So okay. I just, yeah. But right. do I feel sorry for Bill Cosby? No, I really don't. He got away with this for a very long time.
I don't feel sorry for him.
Yep. I think he's ruined women's, and not only has he ruined women's lives, but he sort of did it almost a Lance Armstrong, in that he defiled all the people who said the truth. Yeah. He made you question them and to question their sanity right. and their sexuality.
I don't know about his relationship with his wife.
Well, that's an interesting question.
Yeah.
You think she knew?
You know, I think she knew that he was not. I don't know that she knew that he was raping, or I think Bill Cosby.
Unfaithful.
Because I knew him. Yes, that he messed around, that he was a womanizer.
Right. Yeah.
Now to this extent, I don't know. I mean, as I said, I knew him years and years ago, and he always made me a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. No, he's an.
Demagogues always worry me. People who feel because and there I've known a bunch of them, and they feel that the rules do not apply to them.
Yep.
And that's really scary because rules imply morality and responsibility and consequence. And once you feel you're above them, all bets are off.
What a horrible way to end your life, though.
The legacy, right?
Well, and how he'll be remembered. Yeah.
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 Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. No question.
Well, kind of like OJ, you know?
Right.
It's a similar situation.
And I was just thinking, how many times
or Tiger Woods?
In the past decade. Well, Tiger Woods is still only, you know, 36 or 7. I mean, he's still got plenty of time. But how many times have we seen over the past decade where somebody in their 60s or 70s all of a sudden has become a monster and basically goes into hiding for the last few years, decade, two of their life?
Yeah, people should listen to the program today because actually one of the things we have up on Facebook is Fallen Heroes. And that's actually one of the things we're going to talk about today, this very day. So,
all right. Absolutely. I want to talk in a moment about changing your attitude. Dr. Troy Brown is here with Roberta and Rich and me. If you're one of the millions of American men and women who are suffering from thinning hair, this is for you. I don't think Roberta's worried about that. Joy's not. Richie's not. I'm not. But there certainly are plenty. Well, I am a little. Certainly of the population of this country, there are lots of people who don't have as much hair as they would like to have. And so along comes Provia. This is the first all-natural hair thinning treatment that works on the three causes of hair thinning. This is a very safe product recommended by doctors. Ken Kronhaus is on our staff here, has looked at this, looked at the evidence, looked at all of the science and says this is the perfect product for this. If you have hair that isn't as thick as it used to be, call 800-525-8319. And when you order Provia, mention Doug Steffen, you get a brand new bottle of Provia Super Concentrate. So you pay for one, you get two, plus you will get you'll get a priority shipping notice, comes to you free. There are all kinds of great reasons, but you want your hair back. Cleanse the pores, let the follicles come back through. There's a volumizer in this product. All around perfect for colored, treated hair. Get your hair back. Be proud of the way you look. Order Provia at 800-525-8319. Or to put it another way, get your hair back or your money back. 800-525-8. Do you like that, Joy?
That was adorable.
Thank you. 800. That's patent pending, by the way. 800-525-8319 for Provia.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
This report brought to you by Wells Fargo. In July, participants of all ages and abilities gathered in Park City at the National Ability Center in Utah for the No Barriers Summit, a 4-day annual event.
scientists, inventors, academics, practitioners, and end users from around the globe came together to witness the latest innovations in adaptive technology and challenge the conception of what is possible. The 2015 No Barriers Summit also celebrated the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Kathy Martinez, People with Disabilities Segment Manager, Wells Fargo & Company.
The 25th anniversary of the ADA is an important civil rights milestone for our team members, customers, and suppliers with disabilities and their family and friends. The No Barrier Summit is really the perfect place to commemorate the ADA's achievements, as well as to look forward to what we can accomplish in the future.
The summit events included an array of clinics and interactive exhibits designed to encourage participants of all abilities to discover their potential. For more information, visit NoBarriersUSA.org.
This report is brought to you by the Sugar Association, an organization dedicated to promoting science-based information about all natural sugar. Sugar is the latest media target, says Dr. Courtney Gain, a Ph.D. in Nutritional Sciences and Biochemistry at the Sugar Association in Washington, D.C.
Sugar is the new eggs, the current scapegoat for obesity and related health concerns. But the data just doesn't back this up. For example, most people are probably unaware that we consume 425 more calories per day than we did just a few decades ago. Yet, only 38 of these additional calories come from caloric sweeteners. And when it comes to just all natural sugar, Americans are actually consuming significantly less today than we did in the 1970s. It's true, obesity is a serious problem in need of a solution, but that solution is far more complex than one ingredient.
For more information on all natural sugar and its role in a healthy diet and lifestyle, visit sugar.org.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Dr. Joy Brown here with Roberta and Richie and I, the people who we meet every day of our lives, and Roberta's one of them, who have a bad attitude towards something. I guess we all have a bad attitude towards something. How do you work around that attitude? How do you, for people who want to change their attitude about any particular prejudice or issue, how do you advise people that would call your program to do that?
Right, well, I think we've got a two-part issue here. First of all, the person themselves, and they have to want to change to say, look, you know, I'm tired of feeling negative about this. But let's take the easy part first, which is being around somebody who is saying things, let's say, about Republicans, for example.
Right.
That what you can say is, I will listen to you talk about anything but Republicans. We can talk about movies, we can talk about religion, we can talk about Richie, but, you know, anything but Republicans, just because it makes me uncomfortable. And I sort of feel like I either have to defend somebody I don't want to defend, or I have to go along with you. It just makes me uncomfortable, so let's agree not to do that. So that's a way of stopping that stomach acid on the recipient of the bad attitudes part. Now, in terms of your own attitude, I mean, I think that the question to be Roberta is, does this cause you enough grief to sort of decide that every time you have a bad thought about Republicans, you wear a rubber band around your wrist and you snap it so it reminds you not to talk about Republicans, or that you have a deal with Richie and Doug that says anytime you say Republican and I sneer or I raise an eyebrow or say something awful, I'll give you $20. That stops this habit very quickly as well. But that's Roberta saying, I want to stop doing this, as opposed to you guys saying, Roberta, this is driving us nuts. So you need to divide the problem into those two components.
Really? And yeah. That'll work or my money back?
Or your hair will grow, one or the other. I mean, I don't know which it is. But.
You have blogged on your Dr. Joy Facebook page about a policeman fixing a boy's bike.
Yes.
And this is a very, I think it's nice, anecdotally I mention it, because we actually put it in the Better Living box at DougStephan.com as something that is desirable. It's important for us to understand the reality, the truth about police or any other sector. Some are good, some aren't so good.
Well, but I think part of what we do every day is we put up at least, I mean, I think, Doug, you and I share that perspective of feeling like the world, that attitude really is everything, and you can either go around and be upset about everything and negative about everything, which really doesn't make anything better, nope. Or you can decide to look for the positive, and it's not that we're completely, you know, delusional. It's just that being positive moves you more. So I think that's what we do, and that's what you and I do, and that's what we do every day.
Dr. Joy Brown and DrJoy.com here on Good Day.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I'm in love with a man who loves his dog. In a manner of speaking, Warren Eckstein loves his dogs. I've loved my dog. I came to a conclusion, actually, Warren, that I will share with you in a moment about me having another dog. And then there's the old business with Cecil the Lion that we want to discuss from the point of view of practicality, plus smoothies for dogs. All coming up. I suppose you're going to have a smoothie for a cat, too. Warren Eckstein, who's the host of the Pet Show, heard all around the country every weekend. You can hear him here every day with his anecdotal information about how to be better at a job that is important to most of us, being a pet parent. That's all coming up here on Good Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here with new laws on the books. You can expect credit card changes over the next 90 days, but be careful. You may be sucked into overspending without you even knowing it. Here's the social science of it.
Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round.
Consumers love those reward credit cards, the ones that earn you free airplane tickets, hotel stays, or expensive electronic gadgets. Don't be surprised if over the next few weeks and months you start receiving emails from your credit card companies advising that you're getting closer to that free reward. All you have to do is spend more to get the prize.
Money, 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 money.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Don't be sucked in by these reminders. The extra money you spend would probably buy you the free ticket without the debt. Got a question? You can contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Warren Eckstein, the pet person, is here. So, she's on the line. You've been posting various things. We've posted them in the Better Living Box at DougSteffen.com. About the airlines banning game trophies. This is something that's not only national but international now. So what other fallout is there from this? I was talking about the where we are on the totem pole of humanity, Warren, but you probably have a unique take on this.
Well, you know, I can never understand the concept of killing an animal for sport. It just never made sense to me. I mean, I'm not a hunter, never will be, but I can understand someone if they hunt for food and something they need to survive, but just killing an animal for no apparent reason other than to hang a head on the wall is absolutely ludicrous. I remember having an argument. You know who Ted Nugent is? The King of the Rock?
Yeah.
Big hunter. I remember being on the radio with him a year or so ago, and we were arguing about hunting, and he said to me, Warren, you know, if we didn't kill the deer in upstate New York, they would die of starvation. And my response was, Ted, then how come I've never seen a skinny deer come back on anybody's car? And he couldn't answer me at that point. So basically, these people that are spending thousands, and it's more Americans than any other country to go over to Africa to kill these animals that are endangered, is absolutely ludicrous, and I think there should be a law against it. And I'm glad to see that planes like Delta, and I also believe a British Airway, are now refusing to bring
American United, Air Canada,
Warren,
on that list.
Wouldn't you say that a lot of this is sparked because Zimbabwe knows that there's money there, and they have a tourism built, a whole tourism model built on this hunting?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and I agree with you 100%. It's great for tourism, great for Zimbabwe, not great for the lions that are being killed, though. And what possesses someone to come from Minnesota, fly halfway around the world to kill a beautiful animal? That $50,000 should have been donated to Zimbabwe to feed the people rather than kill a lion.
That's right.
All right. The focus on dogs and what they eat and what you pay for food, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Not only food, but it's more expensive to own a dog now than ever. The service charges when you go to a veterinarian, good Lord, very expensive. And maybe it's because our friends, the dogs, are being considered more like members of the family. And when it comes to things like dining and staying in a hotel and that sort of thing, we'll pay more. I know I did when I was traveling with Charlotte. I'd pay more to have her, if I had to acknowledge that she was in the room with me, I'd pay as much as $150.
I just posted on my Facebook this morning and why we have that relationship. You know, when I come home from a day's work, the first thing my dog does is do the happy dance when I walk in the house.
Yeah.
So in other words, and the reason for that is the oxytocin levels of both the dog and the person are elevated when they greet each other.
Oh.
And that licking the dog, if you go back to wolves, in the wild, wolves would lick each other for, you know, when they greet each other. So when I come home, my dog is licking me and people saying no, no, no. I'm just saying thank you. Thank you. I'm so glad that someone's glad to see me walking the house.
Yeah.
And so the bottom line is that relationship, I don't think it's going to hinder people from spending the money they need to spend to help their pets. I think it's going to be more difficult, but there are organizations out there that can help people that have difficulties.
And that's really the reason I've decided in my own life I probably will not ever have another dog, because the special feeling that I had for Charlotte, which brought me around to doing a lot of these things we're talking about, I can't imagine having it with another dog. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.